You're listening to A Woman's World. My name is Purvi Shah, and I have the pleasure of having with me Kathak dancer and choreographer Parul Shah on today's show. We've just been talking about some of the reasons why Parul's work has been so impacted from the perspective of being a woman, and really just thinking about the ways in which our lives influence our work. One of the things, Parul, I'd love to hear more about is how you feel that you're doing this work in the United States is different than had you grown up in India and been a dancer there?
That's a good question. I definitely feel that, you know, whatever your surrounding may be, you will be influenced by that.
Hmm.
So being that I was born and raised here, my culture is a mixed bag, like everybody else's.
Hmm.
So I'm influenced by everything that I see, that I hear, that I eat, it's just, there's, in that sense, there's no originality.
Hmm.
You know, it does come from maybe your unconscious mind, maybe your conscious mind. So I feel, you know, my work has a lot to do with my surroundings, my being that I live in New York City specific and not in, say, in Georgia or in Wisconsin.
How do you feel that comes into your movement or your actual pieces?
I definitely do feel like that it does. And, you know, I've also been told that every time I go to India that people will see this edginess to my work. And I see it too. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I've been living in New York City for almost all my life. So I do feel like I have that energy of New York in me and in the way that I move. I've been teaching for so long, so I see one's personality in their dance form. It's like so obvious. I can tell what a person's personality would be from the way that they move. So same with me, you know, the way that I move is of course, it's also my, you know, my own innate personality, but it's my surroundings.
Mm.
And I feel New York has influenced me a great deal.
So I know that many people have talked about your work in terms of it being, you know, it's a traditional art form, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the classical dances, mm. but that you've innovated
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm.
How do you see that to be the case?
Well, I think, you know, again, as when I was talking about something being original, I really don't believe that. And I mean, people have said that over and over again, that nothing is really original. So I do feel like art is supposed to be an expression of who you are.
Hmm.
And I think in order for that to occur, you have to make something your own. So when you do make something your own, I think you're being innovative.
Hmm.
Because I feel like it's very clear when you see an artist, regardless of what kind of art that they're doing, when it is their own, it's speaking about their existence
hmm.
and not about a past tradition. And that can happen if it's passed, you know, down from a guru, and you might be doing it within the parameters of the form.
Hmm.
You're not changing any line, but, you know, it becomes their own and something has altered there.
Hmm.
So that could be called innovation. What I do is, what my work is, you know, I would say half of my work goes outside of those parameters.
Hmm.
And for me, that's okay. You know, I don't call it Kathak. I say that it's influenced by Kathak because that is the only form that I've ever studied.
Mm.
And if any Kathak dancer sees the work, they'll clearly know that there's a strong influence of Kathak in there. But, you know, I will do certain things that are outside of the parameters of the codified language. And I think that's okay.
Like, what would those things be like if people saw?
You mean that steps out of the
yeah.
parameters? Oh, a lot of things. Like a certain way that, you know, you move your body. If
mm.
you, in Kathak, there's not a lot of hip movement.
Mm.
And we do have, like, we use our hips a lot. Not like in Bollywood dance, but, you know, somewhere.
No jhatka matka.
No jhatka matkas, but, you know, it's a different way of using your hips. I feel we do a lot of, like, S kind of movements, S kind of curves, which you see in Odyssey.
Interesting.
But, you know, these are just movements that I'm drawn to. And for me, it's about telling the story. Hmm. You know, it's not about, is it Kathak or is it contemporary dance or, you know, I'm not thinking about those things. I'm thinking about, this is my story and how can I best represent it through movement?
Interesting. So what do you feel like in your work is your innovation? Like, what do you feel like is your voice?
Wow, that's a tough question. Well, I feel like the movement that, I don't even know if I can best answer that. I do feel that in the works that I'm creating now exemplify or represent me the best. I do feel like the movement that's coming out right now with my new works and, you know, in the past, let's say in the past 3-4 years, really best example the or represent the way that I like to move, the way that I feel the movement identifies with me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's I feel like it connects to me the most, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it sounds like what you're saying is that you have this sort of legacy of pieces you've probably learned in your experience learning dance for so many years. And then you've created pieces that might have been a mix of that. And then you have something.
I mean, no, I wouldn't even say it's a mix because the music that I'm using is absolutely new. It's not, I'm not using, you know, music that has been, I'm not using traditional music, you know, that has been given to me by my gurus. It's music that I'm, you know, either creating with a composer or finding somewhere, and I'm creating movement to it. So generally when I'm working in that fashion, I'm not, like in Kathak, we have small pieces called tukras, and generally a traditional performance is made up of all these small pieces. So when I'm doing contemporary work, it's not at all that kind of setup, you know, so it's very much, it's really an open landscape. So I think the process is just absolutely different. I also do traditional works and then I create something different from what my teacher has taught me. So there are two things, you know, that we do.
And with the contemporary work, is that use Indian music or do you use all kinds of music? Or
I use all kinds of music. I don't necessarily just use Indian music. Yeah, I think actually most of the time I don't use Indian music.
And that's amazing because, you know, nowadays our world has become so much more global, right? And so people are often turning to Indian music for, you know, doing their work. So it's interesting that you have this vocabulary of an Indian dance, but you're using, you know.
Yeah, non-Indian music. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I love world music. And again, I think it goes back to what speaks to me, what has that right emotion that I'm looking for.
So tell me about this new work that you have in progress, right? You mentioned something that you had done last year that was the work in progress.
A work in progress that we started in November, and I'd like to develop it and hopefully maybe show it at the benefit, still as a work in progress. So that's funny because you just mentioned globalization. So that is what it's about. And it's kind of looking into globalization and, you know, again, it's just for people to think about it as, is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? And my take on it is that globalization is changing a lot of cultural practices, the way that people live, and it's kind of making all of us and our identities very similar to one another. It's making us work in a similar fashion. So that's really what it's about. And I had this idea, it all began with the idea of siestas. And you know,
like
how that, so that's, you know, I was just reading some articles and how, you know, the whole practice of siestas is dying out. It's because if you want to be competitive, it's very hard to now, you know, still take these siestas. And siestas are a part of so many cultures. So that's where this idea came about. And, you know, there are a lot of studies that show siestas are so good for your health. So it's this like, well, you know, what's the right way of being, you know, working like crazy hours or, you know, being able to like take a 2-hour nap or a 1-hour nap or whatever it is. So it's about how we're all kind of becoming similar culturally.
That's interesting. And also the relationship to work and
absolutely.
And thinking absolutely. About what we have time for right. and what we
and
don't.
Right. And is it really good for us to be working all the time, you know, with these crazy hours? And that's what we're seeing now, especially in New York City. You know, like my husband has insane hours and so many people just have these crazy, crazy hours. And it's not a matter of choice.
So do you look back now thinking, oh, you know, instead of being a lawyer, I incorporated some of these thoughts into my dance. Do you feel like you're reaching more people this way in some way?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that was always my goal. You know, I think that was always my goal to be able to combine interests. You know, I think that I knew that I would be doing that and just finding the means. And I'm still working on that. You know, I'm still trying to find my voice and how to do it. And I feel like the thing with art is it's very beautiful because, you know, you can see something on the news and you're going to be like, oh my God, that's horrible. You know, but it's very hard to, you know, that it's horrible, but to really feel it is very difficult. But if you read it in a book, in a novel, you know, or if it's in a song or if it's in a dance piece, you know, it's so much, it's a way to be able to feel that. And that has always been my goal. That is to be able to reach your audience, to have a dialogue with your audience, I think, is what I'm trying to do.
So what are some of the issues you feel like you still want to dialogue about?
Oh my God, there's so many. There's so many. And I think there are a lot to do with, you know, with women. And also a lot with cultural practices, because I feel, you know, in the protection or under the canopy of called tradition or cultural practices, a lot of things are accepted, you know, like abuse, you know, violence against women that we see. And it's being protected, you know, by the canopy, what we call tradition. And I just feel like that really needs to be, cultural practices need to be changed because they're always changing. You know, nothing is fixed. Culture is not fixed. Culture is continuously in flux. It's moving. Traditions are also altering. So that's something that, you know, I'm definitely would like to do something with. Yeah, so right now I'm thinking about that and I'm thinking about globalization.
So you've been talking about change. I'd love to hear, how do you think being a dancer has changed you?
Well, I feel like, you know, being a dancer has been my identity for a really long, long time. I've been dancing, I mean, for my entire life. So there's never been this separation. I've always identified with dance. So it's kind of hard to say how has dance changed me, because I feel like it's molded me. It's made, it is who I am today. So it's not a separate being for me. If I ever took dance away from me, then I might be able to answer that. But right now I can't imagine life without dance, because it's just so a part of who I am. That's who I am. So I mean, I could not imagine my life without dance.
Well, I think all of us would be much more sorry if we didn't have dance in our world. So we're so lucky to have you and dance in our world. So if you want more information again on Parul's dance work, you can go to kathakdance.com. Thank you all for tuning in to A Woman's World. We hope that you tune in again and have a great rest of your day.